What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. Welcome back to the Type 1 Movement Podcast. Yes, we are back. I'm back, and I've got another great episode for you. Another great episode where we're going to be basically speaking about stop trying to fucking change 100 things at once. Stop trying to change 100 things at once. So, guys, as always, if you get value from my podcast, please leave me a rating and a review. It just helps me impact our Type 1 community and the diabetic community. And I'm getting a lot of people coming to me saying, hey, I fucking love your podcast and that. And I'm like, thank you very much. So that wouldn't be possible without you guys. So thank you. Thank you very much. Again, please screenshot and share it to your Instagram stories. Tag me at Type1_Tom so I can reach out to you and I can say, yo, I fucking appreciate it. Thank you. So guys, I've just got done with my client check-ins. It's Tuesday evening here in the UK at the time of recording this. And I've just got done with my client check-ins. And I was feeling fucking hyped up. I fucking love checking in with my clients and seeing how well they've done and giving them good energy, good vibes, things to work on for the coming week and just making sure they're all A-O-fucking-K. And this inspired me for this episode. This inspired me for this episode because, guys, as type 1 diabetics, what's your job? What's our job? What's our job as a type 1 diabetic? Anyone watching this on the live now, if you can tell us what our job is, I'll give you 10 brownie points. Not one brownie point, 10. And you guys listening to this on the podcast, if you want to reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook and you want to tell me what your job is as a type 1 diabetic, I'll give you fucking loads of blue heart emojis. What's our job? What is your job as a type 1 diabetic? You know what it is? To be a problem solver. Your job's to be a problem solver. We have to find problems and we have to solve them every single fucking day. Every day. We don't get a rest. I'm sorry if you're ever thinking that as a type 1 diabetic, you're going to get a rest from solving problems. You fucking ain't. I'm sorry to be the dude to tell you that, but that ain't ever going to happen. We've got to solve problems every day. Even the best of us. Even the best of us have to solve problems every day. And you know what? The better control you get, the better you get at solving problems. Simple as that. And yeah, it can be frustrating at times. But if you're like me, you like a challenge. Guys, like over a week and a half ago, I took my pump off. I went back onto MDI, multiple daily injections. Because I like a challenge. I wanted a challenge. I wanted a challenge. I wanted a challenge. That's why I did it. Yeah. And this is also, guys, why I love being a coach. I love being a coach. That's exactly what I love being a coach. That's exactly what I love about being a coach. To help other people, to help other type 1 diabetics, problem solve. And the fact that I can help these type 1s identify problems and solve problems, there's no greater feeling than that for me. There's no greater feeling than that. When someone turns around to me, when one of my clients says to me, we're talking and we're like, hey, well, do you think this could have happened because of this? Yeah. That's a fucking buzzing feeling. When they have that aha moment, I fucking love that. Or when they've been trying to solve a specific problem for so long and nearly given up before they come to me and I help them with a solution. And guys, this is the part of this I want to get across. Normally, it just comes down to making things as simple as you possibly can and focusing on one thing at a time. Not a fucking 100 things. This is why you're getting overwhelmed and you're feeling burnt out because you're trying to juggle all these fucking plates at once. You can't do that. Even I can't do that. Yeah? For example, I once had a client who was feeling so overwhelmed when joining my program. She was feeling so overwhelmed. She sent me voice notes with fucking basically crying on these voice notes because she felt so overwhelmed. Felt so overwhelmed. Which is pretty normal. Because when we start to change things and it's new, it's difficult information to digest at the time. When people come and join my program, we're chatting, they watch the training videos, it's difficult. There's a lot of information. So basically, I jumped on the call with her and I had a chat with her and I was like, right, listen, so for this week, all I want you to do is focus on testing your blood glucose levels. That's it. Focus on testing your blood glucose levels. Can you do that? Yeah, I can, Tom. Right, let's fucking do that. We stripped everything back that she was trying to do. And I said, because she wasn't testing as much as what she knew she could. I said, hey, just go and fucking focus on testing your blood glucose levels. That was it. She felt better from just getting a bit of clarity. So she did it. And she started to feel more confident with everything. From there, from just her testing her glucose levels more, we layered stuff on. We layered things on that we wanted to work on. We layered things on, one thing at a time. And the same goes for you guys. The same goes for you. Stop trying to fucking adjust your basal rate and find out your insulin to carb ratio all at the same time. Stop trying to get your overnight levels right if you're on a pump and then the daytime at the same time and making all these adjustments. Stop trying to figure out how to fucking bolus for protein and fats when you ain't even properly figured out your insulin to carb ratio yet. You can't go and have a big fucking fat pizza and burger and chips when you're still trying to test your insulin to carb ratio. And then come back or start complaining to yourself or to someone else, oh, I can't do this, because you're trying to do too much shit at once. Stop it. We can't do it. You'll become overwhelmed and burnt out. Yeah? You become overwhelmed and burnt out. So I've got a few tips for you. If you're trying to juggle and change so many fucking things at once, stop. Get yourself a pen and paper out. Write down all the stuff that you're trying to do and pick the most important one. Pick the most important one. If you're trying to sort your basal rate out, your insulin to carb ratio, levels overnight, levels when you're exercising, actually exercising, tracking food. If you're trying to do all this, write all down and pick the most important one for you that you need to focus on right now. Stop trying to do all this other shit. Get it out of your head. Declutter your mind. This is something I'm big on clients with and I'm big on myself. Declutter your fucking mind. Get it out of your head. Write it down. Pick one. And you know what? When you've nailed that, you have my permission. You have Type 1 Tom's permission to move on to the next thing. Only when you've nailed that. And you want to know something else? You probably won't nail it in a day. You probably won't nail it in 2 days. It's probably going to take you a few days. It's probably going to take you a few days, right, to sort it out. So there's a tip. Get it all out of your head. Stop trying to juggle so many fucking things at once and change so many things at once. Write it down. Focus on the most important and then layer it on from there. Could be something simple that I did with my client when I jumped on the phone. It could be something simple like you just need to test your blood glucose more. Could be that, just to get an idea of the data and what's going on. Simple as fuck. But you're getting overwhelmed because you're trying to do everything. Guys, this is what I love about being a coach. Speak to any one of my clients and they will tell you like how well we solve problems together. Because being able to give type 1s clarity and a simple structure to follow in order to solve a problem and get a result, is the feeling is fucking second to none, yeah? And I guess what I'm trying to say, guys, you need to think of yourself as a problem solver and only try and solve one problem at a time. Solve one problem at a time, then move on. Layer it on. Think of it like a lovely fucking cake. A lovely cake. We have the base. We have a bit of sponge. We've got a bit of jam filling. We've got a bit of cream. We've got some more sponge. We've got a bit of cream, jam filling. Reese's in there for me because I like Reese's. On the top, we've got a load of cream, right? It's a layer. It's layered. Can you just throw all the mixture together and build a good cake? No, you can't. It's got to be done in layers. Managing your glucose levels and being a well-controlled and healthy motherfucking type 1 diabetic is the same. It's done in layers. Yeah? Because, guys, being a problem solver and solving one problem at a time is how you will win. This is how you will win at being a type 1 diabetic. That's it. That is it for this episode. So guys, I will say, if you're trying to change so many things at once, stop, remember this episode, come back, listen to it, declutter your mind, write the shit down, all the shit that you're trying to do, write that down, think about solving one problem at a time. And this will work for anything. This, not just your diabetes, this will work for a health and fitness goal, a business goal, life goal, relationship goal, whatever the fuck it is, this will work. This will work. Get the shit down out your brain, declutter it, pick the most important task, go all in on that, get that right, then move on. Simple as that. Guys, that is it. If you got value from this episode, please leave me a rating and a review. And also screenshot whatever device, whatever platform you're listening to it on. Share it on your Instagram stories and reach out to me. Do you know what I mean? Tag me at @type1_Tom and I will say, hey, thank you very fucking much. You're the reason I'm here doing what I'm doing. Guys, until the next episode, you know the drill. Peace.